Minnesota Super Bowl host committee and WCCO helping to put the Bowl North on the map and profile, raise the profile through the WCCO Good Neighbor Business of the Week, celebrating Super Bowl 52 by featuring and telling the story of the 52 top businesses, the best of the Bold North. Minneapolis-based ECMC Group is a nonprofit that is in that position for this week. I'm joined by the president and CEO of ECMC Group, and that's Jan Hines. Good morning, Jan. Thanks for coming on WCCO, and congratulations on being one of these featured businesses here.
Good morning, and thank you for having us as a guest on your show. We're excited to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit about, I know I've seen the logo before, ECMC Group, but tell me what ECMC is all about.
Sure. We're a Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis-based family of companies. We were started in 1994. As you mentioned, we're a nonprofit, but we provide services in support of higher education, such as financial aid tools and services, nonprofit career education, and job placement services. We have a mission to help students succeed. Here in Minneapolis, we have over 400 employees. We also have locations in Sacramento, Los Angeles, and Santa Ana, California. And we have 24 nonprofit career education schools. So we have employees totaling about 3,000 across the country.
Well, pretty darn impressive here. And you mentioned since 1994, that's when the U.S. Department of Education asked ECMC to play this role in helping to phase out insolvent guarantee agencies or agencies that wish to exit what was the Federal Family Education Loan Program.
That's correct. That's correct. We've worked with the Department of Education over those years since 1994, and we've helped them transition insolvent guarantee agencies to ECMC. We've done six over those years, Virginia, Connecticut, Oregon, California, Tennessee, and South Carolina. So we work very closely in those states to help support the students also.
Yeah, it seems, you know, especially as we look so much with the student situations and where students are today in trying to fund their educations and some of the difficulties and the seemingly roadblocks that can come up, ECMC Group is uniquely positioned to be able to help them.
Well, you know, paying for college is often the first major investment a person makes, and the size of that investment really can be determined by how much the family knows about their financial aid options. April is right around the corner, and April is Financial Literacy Month. And this is also the time of the year when many families are receiving financial aid award letters, and others are just beginning the planning process to go to college. So we offer several tools that can help students and families through the college planning process. Let me give you a couple examples.
Sure.
We have free online tools such as College Abacus and Pell Abacus. These are available in both English and Spanish, and these are tools that will help families calculate the real cost of college by providing personalized financial aid estimates. And we have over 5,600 colleges in the United States linked to those tools. We also have a college planning guide called Opportunities Books, and these books are to help high school students choose the right college, also to understand the admissions requirements and identify types of financial aid. These are also available at no cost in English and Spanish. All these tools are available on our website at www.ecmc.org. So I encourage your listeners to go out to our website and download this information and go on College and Pell Abacus to help them do their planning for college.
Well, congratulations, too, to ECMC for being the WCCO Good Neighbor Business of the Week as we celebrated Super Bowl 52, and also the fact that not only the Business of the Week, but a nonprofit that provides this support for higher education. Jan, thanks so much for coming on and telling the story so well this morning.
Thank you very much for having me this morning. Appreciate the opportunity.
Take care. Again, Jan Hines, the president and CEO of ECMC.